This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about when our priorities shift. In this series, we're focusing on our before and after, and I've used the example to imagine if you're watching HGTV and you see the before and after images of how a house has been remodeled. The same can be true for our own spiritual growth, and today I'm thinking about how Peter's priorities shifted. So if you know anything about Peter, you know that he loved fishing. It was in his DNA. So starting out, fishing was the center of Peter's world. In the good times, Peter would happily fish, and even when he was down, he would retreat to fishing. However, I noticed something interesting as I read in the book of John. One night, Peter and some of the disciples went out fishing. They fished all night, but by morning they had not caught a thing. An unsuccessful fishing trip was a big deal to someone like Peter. At dawn, Jesus appeared on the shore and told Peter and the disciples to throw their nets on the right side of the boat, and there would be plenty of fish there. In fact, there were so many fish that the nets wouldn't be able to hold them all. Yet the moment that Peter saw Christ appear on the shore, the scriptures say he threw on his tunic, jumped overboard, and swam to shore to join Jesus. In that moment, Peter made it very clear that fish were no longer the most important thing in his life. His priorities had shifted. He had something better, Christ on the shore. Take a moment to celebrate yourself for shifting your priorities and growing closer to God. And as you do so, remember these words, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Matthew 6:33. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, keep shifting your priorities for the better.